ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
This shiur is on Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. The beginning of the Daf is talking about the kinyan of Acharecha, Nechase Lecha of Acharecha Lepleini. And in the Braitz at the top of Amud Aleph, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that the first Makabel has the koyach to make mechira or matana and it'll be kayim. Even though, as the Gemara goes on to explain, he does not allow him lechetchila to do that, but his koyach is there, and if he does it, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, ein l'sheni ela mashashir rishoin. And 13 lines from the top of the Amud, Amar Rabbi Yechanan halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, that we talk a paskin like that, that the rishon has the koyach to make a mechira and it'll be chal. But then Rabbi Yechanan says, the Pashup Shat, Rabbi Yechanan, means that if that Rishon he gives it away when he's a Shchivmera, then his Mechira, his Matana, is not Chal, my Tama, Amar Abaya, because Matna Shchivmera Lekana El Achar Misa Ukvarkad my Acharecha. When does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say that that Rishon has the Koyach to give it away? That's only if he gives it away with an ordinary Mechira or an ordinary Matana that's meant to be Chal immediately, that's meant to be Chal Mechayim. But if he gives it with the matnas shchimera that isn't chal until la achar misa, then farkeret the acharecha comes first. Kvar kodem acharecha, and emela he doesn't have the koyach to give it away. The Rashbam over here explains the Gemara in a very surprising way, because again the pasuk pshat in the Gemara talks about a matnas shchimera that means literally a matnas shchimera. He was a shchimera and he gave a matana, but the Rashbam says that the Gemara really means two cases. It means the ordinary case of a matnas shchimera. And it also means the case of the Gemara back on Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara said, "Ezehi matnas bari shehi kim matnas shchimera kol shekosuv ba mehayoyim ula achar misa." That even an ordinary bari could give a matana that works like a matnas shchimera dahinu that it's chal achar misa. And how does that work if he says mehayoyim ula achar misa? Zuck the Rashbam over here on Kuf Lamed Zayin. When Rabbi Yechanan says that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is moide by matnas shchimera leyamar klum, it means also this case. It means not only the case where he was literally on his deathbed and he gave it away as a matnas shchimera, but even if he was healthy, but he said mehayoyim ula achar misa, which works kim matnas shchimera, there also the halacha is leyasa klum, because kfar kadmai acharecha. Come to gain the Kseis HaChayshin in Simin Reish Mem Ches Ois Tes. And he asks on the Rashbam, why do you say that this case of the Matnas Bari Shehi Kim Matnas Shchimera would also have the din of a Matnas Shchimera here in Kuf Lamed Zayin? That lo yasa klum shekvar kodmai acharecha. Adarabba, if you take a look in the Rashbam back on Kuf Lamed Hei, who explains why Itaka works. When a Bari gives it mehayim lachar misa, why does it work? He's not a Shchimera. The Chazal never were masakin for him that he could give him a ton of lachar misa, so why does it work? And the Rashbam said that the reason why it works is because when he says mehayoyim ulachar misa, we interpret it to mean guf mehayoyim upeyres lachar misa. So something's really being chal immediately. When he gives it with this matnas bari shehiki matnas shchimera, when he gives it, something is really being chal immediately. So oibazoy, his makabal, the person that got it from him, he gets in before the acharecha. To make it simpler, let's give names. The story starts, Reuben gives it to Shimon and says v'acharecha lelevi. And now in the middle of this Shimon, he goes and gives it to somebody else, let's say to Yosef, and he gives it with the matnas bari shehiki matnas shchimera dahainu that he says guf mehayim uperes lachar misa. Now according to the Rashbam, that's the case that Rabbi Yechanan is referring to. So in our Gemara we'll be saying that Yosef is not the zeicha shekvar kodmai acharecha, meaning because Levi comes first. But the reason, the way this matana works when Shimon gives it to Yosef, mehayim lachar misa, it means guf mehayim uperes lachar misa. So the guf already went to Yosef. Yosef was zeicha in the guf of this karaka before the acharecha guy, before Levi ever came along. So now when Shimon dies and Levi wants to be zeicha als the acharecha, Shimon didn't have the guf anymore. He already sold the guf to Yosef. So how could Levi be zeicha in the guf? Yosef already has the guf. Ein l'sheni al mashashia rishain. There's no guf of the karaka left for Levi to get. And once Yosef has the guf, now Mamela will be zeichin the peiros also. So Mamela Frektik says, he says, Tzarech Iyun on the Rashbam. Why does the Rashbam say that that case would fit into our Gemara, would get this din that Yosef
is not zeicha, meaning that the matana is not chal shekvar kodma yacharecha. Adrabba, we would say that since the guf is chal miyad, so that makabel Yosef is kodim to the acharecha guy, to Levi.
After he asks the kasha, he says, but if you take a look back at the Kuflamid Hey, you'll see that there's really a machaikis rishonim had to learn in that Gemara. And although we just spoke out the Rashbam's pshat, that the reason why it's chal is because the mehayim lachamisa means guf mehayim upiris lachamisa, but Tosfos over there explained differently. And we didn't talk when we were learning Daf Kuflamid Hey, we didn't talk about this machaikis Tosfos and the Rashbam. But we'll bring it in right now. Tosfos said back on Daf Kuflamid Hey, Amid Beis, that the pshat in this matnas barishik matnas chimera, when you say mehayim lachamisa, the pshat is that you're really giving it mehayim, you're giving it as a matana gemura mehayim, but with a tenai that you could be chayzer at seif yamav until you die. If you're not chayzer, then the whole matana, the guf, the pears, everything was chal immediately. But the mehayim lachamisa means that I could be chayzer until I die. Zuck the ksais. So this means that even though something was chal immediately, but whatever it was that was chal was removable. And it only became unremovable after Shimon dies. On that, Rabbi Yochanan could take say correctly, kvar kodmai acharecha, that then Levi comes first. Because even though Yosef's zechus was chal before Levi's zechus, but it was chal in an oifen that it was removable. And it didn't become unremovable until La'achar Misa, the Mele Kvar Kod Me'acharecha. Zuck says, how do I know that this is true? That even if Levi's Zechus was Chal first, but if it was never Nikba in a permanent way, if it was removable, then we could still say on that Kvar Kod Me'acharecha? Zuck says, I find this in a Magid Mishnah. Because there's a Gavaldik Machlekes Rishonim. Tosfos, or rather, the rush against the Rambam, here in the Gemara, here on Kaf Lamed Zayin, we talk about where I give a matana to one person, v'acharecha l'plein, let's say Reuben gives it to Shimon, and he says v'acharecha l'levi, and then Shimon goes and he sells it, or he gives it as a matana. So then we know the halachas like Shimon Gamliel, that en l'shein en l'ashashi erishen. What about if Shimon has a bal choiv? A bal choiv has a shibur on Shimon's nechasim. So he wasn't meicher, he wasn't noisin, he was mishabed. Shimon, the first makabel of the matana between the original owner and the acharecha guy, that Shimon, he has a bal choiv who has a partial kinyan, a kinyan that's called a shibud, on those nechasim. Does that come before Levi's zechus? It's not mavur anywhere in the Gemara. The Rambam is mefurish. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis of Chazachim Matana Halacha Yud Aleph says that if Meis HaRishon, that the guy that we're calling Shimon, meaning the first Makabel, Uba Bal Chayvay Ligvayz Minachasim Elu, Ein Magvin Lahem Klum. If his Bal Chayv comes along and says, I want those Nachasim, Beis HaRishon won't give it to him because it goes to Levi. When Shimon dies, it goes to Levi. Levi was the person that was named in the Acharecha, right? Reuben gave it to Shimon and said, Acharecha la Levi. So if after Shimon dies, Shimon's Bal Chayv wants to take it, Basin says, sorry, you can't have it because Levi was already Zeicha. But in the Turin, Simon Reish Memches, he brings down this Rambam. But then he brings down that the Maharam of Rutenberg quoted in the Tshuvas HaRosh said not like that. The Maharam of Rutenberg said, we'll read the Lashon, that the Bal Chayiv is able to take it away. The Lashon of the Rosh, when Nasan Baham Tam, the Rosh came to be mazbe by the Rami Rutenberg, Mishum Dechal Shibuda Mechayim, V'kodma La'acharecha, V'habi Kishar L'keyach, Shalokach Menarishin Shem Mechaykayim. A Bal Chayiv of Shimon is just like a L'keyach of Shimon. Just like if Shimon sold it to Yosef. So Yosef's zechus comes before Levi's zechus. So too, if Yosef is a bal chayiv of Shimon and he has a shibud, so that's also a zechus. It's a mixas of a kinyan of a mechira. And again, we could say that this zechus of Yosef is kadim to Levi, because while Shimon was still alive, his bal chayiv had a shibud in the nechasim. That shibud came before the acharecha person.
So Mela, the Maharam Rutenberg and the Rush, they hold that the Baal Chayiv of Shimon could come and be mighty those Nechasim, even after Shimon dies, they can be mighty it from Levi. But the Rambam said no. The Rambam said that once Shimon dies and it goes to Levi, we would not be Magve from Levi for the Baal Chayiv of Shimon. So the Shaila is, why not? The Rush tainted very stark, just like Shimon's Lekeach is considered Kedim to Levi. So too Shimon's Baal Chayiv, who has a Shibud, should be considered Kedim to Levi. On that, and for the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says, and the Magen Mishnah doesn't bring down that there are Rishonim that argue the Kseis. Also, he doesn't mention that it's Machlekes Rishonim. He just says Mitzayin to the Rambam and to the Magen Mishnah. But I'm being Mashlim that this Magen Mishnah is really coming to respond to the argument of the Maram and the Rush, because they Taka argue on the Rambam, as the Torah brings down. So what's Taka the Taras? So Zuck the Magen Mishnah, that even though it's true that the Baal Chayiv of Shimon, let's say we call him Yosef, his Zuchus Taka came before Levi's Zuchus, but his Zuchus was removable, because the Baal Chayiv, Iboi Lesalke Bezuzi Masi Mesalik Clay. Sure, Yosef had the koyach to take away these nechasim, but only if Shimon didn't have money. But if Shimon would pay him off with money, then he wouldn't be able to take away the nechasim. So yes, Yosef, the Baal Chayiv, he had a zechus in these nechasim, but since that zechus was matzil lesalikle, it was removable, so therefore Levi's zechus is considered koydim to Yosef's zechus. Adkan, the Magen Mishnah. Zok the Kseis HaChayshen. So we could say the same thing now, Lagabi, what the case that the Rashbam brings. If Shimon gives it away to Yosef with a matnas bari shehi kematnas shchimira, which Taisus on Kufalam and Hay explained, the reason why such a matana is chal is because you're giving it mehayoyim, but with the tenai that you could be chayzer any time ad soif yomav. So that means that even though Yosef got a taka before Levi, but it was always able to be removed, when did it become unremovable? Only after Shimon died, and then already kadma yacharecha. So the Kseis uses this Magen Mishnah as a makor to this Svara, that a removable kinyan doesn't count to be called getting in first, and if it doesn't become unremovable until after the guy dies, that's already called kadma yacharecha, and then zuck the Kseis. That the Emes said I could bring a better raya to this Yisoid, or I could use this Yisoid to be mitarit something even better, because here we've been working with the Chiddush of the Rashbam in this Gemara. Remember, we said that when we read the Gemara, the Pasha reading of the Gemara would mean that when Rabbi Yechanan says Matnas Shchimera, it means the Matnas Shchimera. The Rashbam threw in a surprise that it also means the Matnas Barishai Hikim Matnas Shchimera, and that we've been discussing the Rashbam had the Kseis HaChayshon had a kash on it, the Kseis HaChayshon is a possible teretz, but like a part of the Pasha Pshan of the Gemara is it's an Emes of Matnas Shchimera. Zaktik says the truth is that I have a kasha on that case also. Here Rabbi Yechanan is saying that if it's an emes matnas shchimera, if Shimon is lying on his deathbed and he gives it away as a matnas shchimera, so then Rabbi Yechanan says it's not chal, and that should be straightforward. That we're supposed to understand very well, very easily, because since a matnas shchimera is only chal achar misa, so kvar kadmai acharecha, Levi comes before this guy Yosef. Okay, the problem is, but there's a Taisus at the end of the first parak of Gittin, Taisus and the Rush at the end of the first parak of Gittin, they say that which a matan shchimer is only chal achar misa, it really means that it's chal lemafreya achar misa. Once, meaning it's chal achar misa, only meaning that kol zman that he's alive, he could be chayzer. So the makabel can't take possession of the matana because the naisin could be chayzer from the matana. But if the naisin taka dies without being chayzer, then it's chal lemafreya. That's a chiddush that Tosfos says over there to explain the Gemara at the end of the first parak of Gittin, in kan makaymai. But al kapanim, from this Gemara, there's a gevaldik kasha on that Tosfos. Tosfos, the Rashi, they say that a matnas shchimer is chal lemafreya. Our Gemara says that it's only chal achar misa, and in contrast to the acharecha, they say that the guy that's makabel the matnas shchimer, he doesn't get his matana because, since his kinyan is only chal achar misa, and the acharecha person is chal im gemara misa, so the acharecha person comes first. The chayyur, according to Tosfos, that a matnas shchimera is chal amafreya, so then the makabel of the matnas shchimera came first. Because once Shimon dies, so we say that Yosef already had it all along. He came before Levi. Levi's zechus doesn't come until Shimon dies. So why does the Gemara say that kadmai acharecha? And for the ksais, hu asher dibarnu. Because in order to be considered first in line in this cheshbon of kfar kodmai, it has to be that it was unremovable. And even though, yes, Tosfos says that matnas shchimera is chal lemafreya, but kol zman that the shchimera is alive, he could be chayzer. So his makabel true, l'mafreya, it's a gloy that it was his from earlier, but when does it become his unremovably? Only la'achar gemar misa. May the gemar kataka say that acharecha, who's kind of im gemar misa, his kinyan is taka kaidim to the kinyan of the makabel of the matnas chemira. So again, he has a raya based on the Taisus and Gittin. He has a raya from the Magen Mishnah. To this Yisoid, that in order to be considered first for these cheshbonis of Kvar Kodmai, it has to be an unremovable kinyan. And with that, he's able to maybe yashav the Rashbam over here, who says that the kinyan of a bari that's mehayomu l'achar misa is also not going to be chal based on the Taisus on Kuflamet Hey that said that kinyan is chal from now, but with the Tanai that I could be chayz Mamele wasn't considered unremovable. The only problem is, that I'm being miyashiv a Rashbam here based on a Tosfos on Kuflamet Hey. But the Rashbam on Kuflamet Hey learned not like Tosfos. The Rashbam on Kuflamet Hey didn't say that the reason why the Matnas Bari Mehayom Melachar Misa is Chal is because it's like you made it tonight that it could be Chayzer. The Rashbam said that it's because Mehayom Melachar Misa means Guf Mehayom Upeiret Lachar Misa. But that which the Guf is Mehayom is Behechlet. That's a Matano Gemura that you can't be Chayzer from anymore. The Rashbam doesn't say that you could be chayzer. The Rashbam says that he's zeicha immediately in the guf. If he's zeicha immediately in the guf and he can't be chayzer anymore, then l'chayra, this makabel, the makabel of the matnas bari shikimat nashchimra, is taka kaidim to the acharecha. In our mashal, Yosef is kaidim to Levi. So in the Rashbam, the shitasa is like, I don't understand. If I had a gemara that was saying this, Uncle Flamed Zion, I could be miyashiv it with Tosfos' Pshat Uncle Flamed Hey. But it's the Rashbam personally that's sticking this case into the Gemara. The Rashbam, the Shittasai from Uncle Flamed Hey doesn't work. The Shittasai, I don't understand why we would say Shekhar Kvar Kodmai Acharecha. And on that, the Ksei Stak of Lai was Vitzarechian. In Rav Zimitrovsky's notes, he brings down a very nice teretz. He's been signed to the Sefer Rashi Sharim, which is Rav Ram Gurwitz, the Gateshead Rosh Hashiva, in Simon Lama Tesla, Masachas Baba Basra, and he answers the Ksesis Kasha based on something that we talked about in a recent shir. That which the Gemara says over there on Kuf Lamed Hey, according to the Rashbam, that if you make the Kinyan Michal Guf Mehayim of Paris Lachar Misa, then that gets around the problem of in Kinyan Lachar Misa. Rabbi Kiveger asked the Kasha, Rabbi Kiveger in his Shal Chubis Madur Tinyana, Simon Peches, he asked the Kasha, that if ain't kinyan lachar misa, so what does it help to say, well, part of the kinyan I'm going to do now? Guf mehayoyim. But the peiris, I'm being makna lachar misa. So on the peiris, we still have the same problem, ain't kinyan lachar misa. So how did we answer that problem? I'll call him on the kinyan peiris, how could you be makna that lachar misa? So we learned already that Rabbi Kivega brings down over there how he understood one way, and his chaver, the base mayor, understood a different way. Rabbi Kiveger learned that it must be the pshat is that really you're giving the entire thing mehayim just so you're being meshayer. You're not being makna anything lachar misa. When you say guf mehayim aperes lachar misa, it means I'm giving this piece of karka as a gansam matana, it's yours. But then you're giving me the rights to eat the peiris that grow while I'm still alive. But then once I die, so then those peiris, the peiris that grow after I die, were included in the original kinyan. I gave you everything mehayim. I was meshayir for myself the peiris dehashta. The base mayor said not like that. The base mayor said that no, you're talking being makne the peiris lachar misa. I ain't kinyan lachar misa. So the base mayor, that means you can't start from scratch lachar misa. But on a piece of property where you were already makne the guf mehayim, and then you just want to be makne the peiris, that's like being mashlam kinyan. That kataka bichal lachar misa. So the base mayor holds that the peiris is taka being transferred lachar misa. Rabbi Kiveger learned that everything is really happening mechayim, just you being meshayer the peiris that grow for yourself. Then the zaktu of Gervitz, that the Rashbam who asked the kasha over here, that according, or I'm sorry, the Kseis HaChayshin who asked the kasha over here, that we should consider the makabel, let's say Yosef, if Shimon gives it to Yosef, we should consider Yosef to have come first because he was already makna to him the guf, mechayim. The Ksais HaChayshin was naming on like Rabbi Kiveger. Now what that really means is he gave him a complete kinyan mechayim, just he kept the right to eat the peiris, but really he gave everything to Yosef immediately. So then the Ksais asks very well that Yosef is first. Why does the Gemara say Shekvar Kodmai Acharecha, that Levi's Chutz comes before Yosef Zichus Fakir? Yosef Zichus comes before Levi's Chutz. Ksais is Kasha. But let's say you learn like the base mayor, that true, you gave it earlier, you gave it Mechayim, but what you gave him Mechayim is only the Kinyan HaGuf. The Kinyan Peiris he's supposed to give La'achar Misa. That Kinyan, you're going to be Makne La'achar Misa. But if Kvar Kodmai Acharecha, so Levi took over the Peiris, at the time that you're supposed, that Shimon wants to be Makne those Peiris to Yosef, he doesn't have them anymore, so he can't be Makne them to Yosef. So Yosef, the Makabo Matana, could never be Zeicha in the Kinyan Peiris. According to the Beis Meir, I understand I'll call upon him that in the Kinyan Peiris lo yasa klum, that he's not able to transfer to his Mekabel, meaning Shimon, the person that got it from the original Bailam, and he wants to give it to Yosef. He's not able to get him the Kinyan Peiris because on that the Gemara says very well, Kvar Kodmai Acharecha. So where does that leave us? So good, he can't be makna to the Kinyan Peiris. But on the other hand, the Kinyan Aguf L'Cheri, he was already makna to him. The Gemara says, Kvar Kodmai L'Yasa Klum. Sounds like Levi gets it and Yosef doesn't. But the way that this Shekel Teir is ending up, it sounds like it's some kind of a division that Levi should lie with the Kinyan Peiris and Yosef with the Kinyan Aguf. So to that, the Rosh Hashanah adds, there's the aside from the Nesivis HaMishpat. The Nesivis in Reish Memches, Yud Aleph, has a vert. She uses to explain the Gemara a little bit earlier. We're not going to go back into that Gemara, but the Gemara with the Reichen and Rish Lakish. But the Nesivis had said in that Gemara that any time that there's a Kinyan HaGuf, which Behechrich will never lead to a Kinyan Peiris, such a Kinyan HaGuf is batal. A Kinyan HaGuf can exist kozman that it's eventually, it might or will become a complete Kinyan. But a Kinyan HaGuf which is severed from the Kinyan Peiris is butl automatically. Dr. Gervitz, that's the terrace for the Rashba. First, the first step is that he learns like the base mayor, that when Shimon gives to Yosef, guf mehiyam peiris lachar misa, it means that the peiris is taka supposed to go later with a separate kinyan, a kinyan lachar misa taka. And even though ordinarily in kinyan lachar misa, but over here a kinyan could be chal lachar misa, but it has to go lachar misa on that. Rabbi Yechon and Tain is very good. Shimon can't give it to Yosef Lachar Misa. Levi already has a Lachar Misa. Im Gemara Misa goes to Levi, so it's not Shimon's anymore to give away. So now what Yosef would have is a Kinyan Aguf that will never become anything more than that. Then we invoke the Sisayd of the Nesivis, that a Kinyan Aguf that will never become anything more than that is Batul Mavutol. So that's why the Gemara says that Yosef's Zuchus Taka falls apart. That which Shimon sold it to him is loyas of loyklum, shakvar kodmai acharecha. So to review in a nutshell, we have the Gemara Yechanan says that if Shimon gives it away as a matna shchimira, loyas of loyklum, shakvar kodmai acharecha, the Pashup Shat would mean that it means a matna shchimira. Literally, the Rashbam is moisav that it means also the Gemara Kuflam and Hey, the matna's barishi, he kim matna shchimira. The Ksais is the kasha that in that case, if the way it works is guf mehiyamu peris lachar misa, so the chari we should say that the makabal of that matana is kaidim to the acharecha because he got the guf first and then eventually he should get the peris as a result of the guf. The Ksais gave a teretz that it'll call upon him according to Taisvis who learned over there that it's a kinyan that you could be chizer from, so then we find many makaris that a kinyan that you could be chizer from doesn't count as coming first. It's not called kadmai. So that's why the Gemara says kadmai acharecha. But according to the Rashbam, that you couldn't be chayzer from the kinyan aguf, it was takashver, why the Gemara should say kar kadmai acharecha. The Rashi Sharim says that it's totally on the machlekes, the Rabbi Kiveger and the Beis Meir, whether guf mehiyam peiris lachar misa means that there's a separate maise kinyan on the peiris that's supposed to come lachar misa, or whether everything happened immediately, just you and Meshayer, the peiris of Ba'odei B'chayim. And the Rashbam was learning that, like the Beis Meir, that it's supposed to be a separate Maaseh Kinyan on the Peiris that comes later. And over here, Kvar Kodmai Acharecha, Erstin's on the Kinyan Peiris, Kvar Kodmai Acharecha, so the Makabel of the Matana, Yosef, is never going to get the Kinyan Peiris. And then I'll pee the Nesivis HaMishpat, if he's never going to get the Peiris, that's Mavatala's Kinyan Aguf, and therefore Rabbi Yechon Atake says that Lo Yasa Klum Shekvar Kodmai Acharecha. Let's take a look now at the Gemara on Amud Beis, 8 lines from the top. There's a very famous Gemara. Amar Rava, Esrik Zeh Nosson Chava Matona Amanas Shetach Zireu Li, Not Lo V'yotza Boi, Herzira Yotza, Lo Herzira Lo Yotza, Kamash Malon De Matona Amanas Lahach Zir, Shema Matona. This is the famous halach of matana when aslahach said that it works for an esrog. It appears also in paraglul of hagazel, on daf mem aleph, and also at the beginning of kedushin on daf vav. And there's a very famous yisoid, a very famous shtickle from the ksais. One of the most well-known, most often said over shtickle from the ksais achoshin simin resh mem aleph ois dalid. The ksais achoshin argues on many rishonim about pshat in the din of matana aslahachzir. But while it's usually said over with just one small piece of it, the ikri yisoid of the ksais, the famous part, but when you're learning it in Bava Basra, daf kuf lamedayin, it's kedai to go through the whole shtickle, or most of the shtickle, kapanim, step by step, because there's actually five steps of Shakavataria here on this daf that get discussed that have chidushim in the ksais achoshin in that piece. So what I'd like to do is, and what are those five steps? The Gemara on the bottom of Kol HaMazayin Amud Aleph, where Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista says that an esrog zanasul chabam matana v'acharecha leploini, you could be yaitzei the mitzvah of esrog al kopanim according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's one. Two, where Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok added that not only does it work according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, but it also works according to Rebbe. That's on the very bottom of Amud Aleph, onto the top of Amud Beis. Three, the end of Rav Nachman Yitzchak said that Machra ay achla banal machleik is Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. Four, the etzem vert of Rav Matana Ras Lachzer Shema Matana. And five, the story that comes after Rav with Ahi Itza, Rav Bebe Barabaya, when Rav Huna Rebbe Rav Yeshua says at the end of that story that Afilu Rav Shimon Gamliel Lekamer El Acha Aval Atzmei Loi, all five of these steps get discussed in this Shikol Ksat HaChashon. So what I'd like to do is first, of course, say over the main vert of the Ksat HaChashon, and then go over the steps of the whole shtickel, step by step, the Ksat HaChashon in order. And then come back and go over the steps of the Gemara in order and talk about what was Neschadish in each step and how other Mepharshim could learn differently than the Ksat had learned in each step of our Gemara. So first, to begin with the Ksat, again, it's Reish Mem Aleph, Sifkat and Dalid. The Ksat HaChashon says that the Rishenim in Kedushin and in Sukkah, they learn Pshat, and this is the Rush in Parak Lufa Gazel, and also the Ritva in Kedushin Davav. They learn Pshat in Matan Ras Lahachzir that it's a Matan Gemura, and to be Mekayim the Tanai of Lahachzir, you need a Kinyan Gomer to give it back. When I give it to you, I'm making it yours. It's 100% yours. This is just a Tanai. But if not for the Tanai, else the Kinyan Shabbat will be yours, La'ilam Void. And then, after you yaitzei, now you want to be mekayim the tonight. To be mekayim the tonight, you have to be makna it back to me. But again, but you need a kinyan gomer, because you're coming to take something which is yours and give it back to me. What they're coming lafuki from is that you shouldn't think that matana l'hachzir is a kinyan lezman, a matana lezman. That I give it to you, it should be yours for 1 hour, and after an hour, it should come back to me memela. Zuck the Rush and the Ritva, both of them, they say, if that was the pshat, then you wouldn't be yaitzei. Because that is like a sheila. If I give you something temporarily, that's called borrowing. And we know in Esrog HaShol is a Beferish HaMishnah, Esrog HaShol is Lo Yasa, that's not called Lachem. So if a Tanu Ras Lahachzir is supposed to be better than a Sheila, it's supposed to be considered Lachem in your Yaitse, Al Kerch, the Tanu Ras Lahachzir is not a Kenyan Lizman, it's a Matanu Gemura, and then to be Mekayim, it's time you give it back with a Kenyan Gomer. Comes along the Ksais and he says, Lule Divrehem. If not for the fact that the Ritva and the Rush both said like this, he would have learned not like that. He would have learned the pshat that they came lafuki from, that the real pshat, the correct pshat in Rav's matan, is taka that is a kinyan lezman. I, the Rishenim, taka that a kinyan lezman is called a sheila, and that's not called lachem. He says, I have a raya not like that from our Gemara. The Gemara, the first part of the Gemara that I was just saying over, Darush of Nachem Bar Avchista, 6 lines, 7 lines from the bottom, on Kuf Lamazayin, on Aleph, Darush of Nachem Bar Avchista, Estrig Zeynesu Nuchabah Matanah Vacharecha Leplaini. That if you give somebody an Estrig with a Kinyan with an Acharecha, that's a good enough Kinyan to be Yaitzeh the Mitzvah Estrig. Now this Kinyan with an Acharecha, that's a Kinyan Lazman. You're giving it to him for now, it should be yours for now, Vacharecha, let's say that means after you die. But even that's a time limitation. That means it's yours for now, but it's not yours forever. So it's a kinyan lezman, because eventually it's going to go on to somebody else. And Zakhtar of Nachem Barav Chista, that's good enough to be Yaitz the Mitzvah Esrog with. Now, true, of Nachem Barav Chista says it's only according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, not according to Rebbe. Later on, the Gemara says even according to Rebbe, but that doesn't even matter, because we pass in Lamaisa like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, everyone in the Gemara agrees that a kinyan in the Nacharecha is good enough to be Yaitzei Esrog. So Zakhtik says, that's a raya, that a kinyan in the Zman is good enough to be Yaitzei Esrog. And then he says the key words, the key sentence in the piece. He says, Mali Acharecha Leplaini, umali acharecha la'atzmi. The kinyan that we're talking about, matana manas lahachzir, that's also an, if you make it a kinyan lezman, that's also an acharecha. Just, it's an acharecha la'atzmi. But in the toikif of the kinyan, what's the difference if acharecha is going to a third person or it's going back to the first person? Lemaisa, by the second person, by the makabel matana, it's the same kinyan lezman. And if we find in the Gemara that a kinyan lezman is good enough for an esrig, so it's good enough by acharecha la'atzmi also. Mamela zaktik says he would learn pshan and rav on amud beis matana manas lahachzir means, in fact, carried from what the Ritva and the Rush had said. It means a kinyan lezman, that you're giving it to the other person, somebody in shul doesn't have an esrog, you give him your esrog and you say it should be yours for 1 hour, and at the end of the hour it should come back to me. How is it called lochem? He explains, because a sheila is where you're giving just the right to use it. You're giving just a kinyan peiris. But over here you're doing more. You're giving a kinyan aguf. I is only lezman, but you can have a kinyan aguf lezman. That's the side of Shimon Gamliel in the Gemara, that you can have a kinyan aguf lezman. So over here also it's a kinyan aguf lezman. Then Fekhtik says a chayshon akasha. If it's taka, kinyan aguf lezman, meaning it's going to come back to the original bailim by itself, so why does he bother making it tanai? The tanai makes it that the makabel has to give it back to him. And otherwise, he's mevatel the tanai, and then the matana is nekar lemafreya. Why does he have to bother with that? At the end of 1 hour, it becomes his again. You don't need a tanai. There's no hechatimsa of the tanai being this battle, because even if he doesn't actively give it back, lemaisa, it comes back to me. So what does he need the tanai for? Zaktiksais, because we have to remember the Gemara, the first Gemara on this daf. Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin opens with a brisa. On the top line on Amud Aleph, the Sanya, Nechaz Elecha B'Acharecha L'Ploini, V'Yared Rishen U'Machar V'Achal. So the brisa says it's a machlekes tanoim. First opinion is Hasheni Moitzmi Ad HaLakucha Zivei Rebbe, meaning that the Mekabel Matana doesn't have the koyach to sell it. But Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Ein L'Sheni Ela Mashashia Rishen, which means that the Mekabel Matana, even though there was an Acharecha in his Matana, but he does have the koyach to sell it. And if he sells it, his Mecher is Chal, it's Kayim, and the Acharecha guy will never get it. Meil Zaktik Sois. True, Matana Maslachzir is like a Matana of Acharecha, meaning what Rav is Kesan Amibes is really a Kinyan Lezman, which works with the Lamdus of Acharecha. But if he would just leave it as a Kinyan Lezman, he'd be leaving himself vulnerable. Let's say I give you the Esrog in Shul, you don't have an Esrog, so I give you my Esrog to use, and I say, here, you should have it for 1 hour, and at the end of 1 hour, it comes back to me. But if I just say that, so true, if you hold on to it for the hour, at the end of the hour, it'll come back to me. But what if in the middle of the hour, you sell it or give it to somebody else? Then it won't come back to me anymore. Because Ein L'Sheni Elamashashia Rishen, like Rav Shimon Gamliel says at the beginning of the daf. And so to prevent you from double-crossing me like that, I add this tanai. I make the tanai Amanash Tach Zabeili. And that way, if you'll give it away, true, in Hilchas Kinyin, you had enough of a Kinyin. You had a Kinyin Aguf, and you were able to give it away, and your Matana will be Kayim. But then Lamaisi, you're being Mavatal tonight. And once you're Mavatal tonight, the Matana becomes Nekru Lamafreya, and it comes back to me anyway, and you were Yaitse the Mitzvah. So by making this tonight, I prevent you from being able to take it away from me. But then, Frektik Sois, but this all would work very nicely until you get to the Maisa of Beve Barabaya. But what happened in that maisa? We had a hiitza, the havala dikla ba'arda of Beve Barabaya. She ended up making a deal. She said, I'll let you have the tree for the rest of your life, but when you die, it comes back to me. Azal ihu, Rav Beve Barabaya thought he could double cross her. Azal ihu, akdeni ale lebunei katan. And he gave it as a matana to his son, thinking, based on Rav Shimon Gamliel, that even though he was makabal this matana with an acharecha, right, it's only his for his lifetime, and after that it's supposed to go back to the woman, but he's giving it away to someone else, and Ein L'Sheni Ela Mashashia Rishon, so his matana will be kayim, and that way he can keep it in his family. But Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Yehoshua, Mishum Da'asu Mimuloyim Risu Mili Mulyasa, he criticized Rav Beve Barabaya for doing this, for thinking this, and he explained, Afilu Rav Shimon Gamliel Leikamar Ela La'acher Aval Atzmai Loi. The Rashbam and the Rosh and Rav Rishonim learn that what he means is that which Rav Shimon Gamliel said, that the makabel of the matana has the koyach to give it away, that's only if the acharecha was acharecha to a third party. But if the acharecha was acharecha la'atzmi, then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is moide that the makabel does not have the koyach to give it away. The teretz that he just gave falls apart. Because we're dealing with a case here of Achar Achal Asmi, the Matan Ras Lahachzi, which is a Kenyan Lizman, a Matan Lizman, it's a Lizman, I'm giving it to you Lizman, and then it comes back to me, it's an Achar Achal Asmi. Now we ask the Kasha moment to go, why do I need the Tanai? It's going to come back automatically. And the Ksei says, you need the Tanai to get around this Koyach that Shimon Gamliel gave the Makabal that he could give it away to a third party. But at the end of the Gemara, we discover that Shimon Gamliel doesn't say it in the case of Achar Achal Asmi, and here we're talking about Achar Achal Asmi, so there is no Koyach to give it away to the third party. So it's Hadru Kushel Duchte, then why does he need to use it tonight? So Zaktik says the grace of Shtikol Torah. He says, let's go back to the words of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, four lines from the bottom of Amud Aleph and onto the top of Amud Beis. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman Bar Chista that this Kenyan of Esther Exen Esel Chabam Matana Bachar Rechel Lepleini, not only is it considered Lachem Alibid Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's even considered Lachem Alibid Rebbe. And he explained why. On the very top of Amud Beis, because imepak leinofik bei lemayyave neale. If he can't be yaitzi with it, what do you give it to him for? So al kerchach he could be yaitzi with it. But the Gemara is very sussum. What kind of an explanation is that? Good. If he can't be yaitzi, so I didn't accomplish anything by giving it to you. Aber seif kosayif. How does that change the lumdus of the kinyan? If Rebbe holds that every kinyan with acharecha is only kinyan aguf, is only rather a kinyan peiris. Again, if Rebbe holds that every kinyan of Acharecha is only a kinyan peiris, and your kinyan peiris is not called lechem, so very nice that over here, well, if you can't be yaitzei, so what did I accomplish? Why did I give it to you? But seif kol seif, if it's only a kinyan peiris, so how are you yaitzei? So the Ksei brings down that the Rush learns, and we'll see in this Shem later on, not all Rishonim learn this way, but that the Rush learns that what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak means to tell us is that when Rebbe said that every kinyan of acharecha is only a kinyan peiris, he doesn't mean that b'yisuid he holds in lomdus that a kinyan acharecha only can be a kinyan peiris. It's just an umden das that Rebbe holds that when someone makes a kinyan with acharecha, his das is to give a kinyan peiris. He doesn't mean to give a kinyan a guf. But Avad, if he would want to give a kinyan a guf, Rebbe agrees with Shimon Gamliel. It's not a machlekes in lomdus. Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel both agree that you could have a temporary kinyan, which is a kinyan a guf. Just they argue with Das Bnei Adam when someone says Acharecha Lepleini, what does he mean? So Rebbe holds that usually he just means a Kenyan Peiris. Aber Zak the Rosh. But when the thing that he's giving is an Esreg and he's giving it Yontif morning in Shul, so we know why he's giving it. He's giving it so that the guy could be Yaitzi with it. He may be like Nafik Lamayavi in Elai. And since he can't be Yaitzi with a Kenyan Peiris, so Mustabi he means to give it a Kenyan Aguf. If he means to give a Kenyan Aguf, Rebbe agrees that he could give a Kenyan Aguf. And therefore, in the case of the Esrog, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak teaches us, even according to Rebbe, it works, and he's able to be Yaitzei the Mitzvah. Comes along the Ksayis, and he says, if it's true at the top of the Amud, when we were talking about Alibi de Rebbe, Kol Shekein, it'll be true at the bottom of the Amud, in the Gemara and Rav Hun Rebbe Yavishua's memra, where we're talking about Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Hun Rebbe Yavishua says that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, even though ordinarily Rav Shimon Gamliel says that the Makabal of the Matan is able to give it away to someone else. But if the acharecha was la'atzmi, then he can't give it away to someone else. Zak the ksais, it's not because something changed in lamdus. And I say kol shekein, because after all, here we're talking about an alibid Rav Shimon Gamliel. Alibid Rav Shimon Gamliel, everyone knows that he holds in lamdus that a kinyan with an acharecha could be a kinyan aguf. Because when is acharecha laplaini, he holds lamayis as a kinyan aguf. And that you could, the makabel can go and sell to whoever he wants and it'll be chal. So when he says la'atzmi, then the makabel can't sell it. It's not because there it can't be a kinyan aguf, but rather it's just because there's an umdin das that he doesn't mean a kinyan aguf. Even though usually when he says acharecha laploini, he means a kinyan aguf, but when he says acharecha la'atzmi, since it's coming back to him, so he's being mishayir more in the kinyan, he's giving away less, and there's an umdin das that it only means to give a kinyan peiris, not a kinyan aguf. But since it's only an umdin das, that he only means to be giving a kinyan peiris. But if the thing that he's giving is an esrig, where we have the svara at the top of the omri, so then, for character umdana is that he means to be giving a kinyan aguf, so then Rav Huna Rav Yeshua will admit that even though he's saying acharecha la'atzmi, he's taka giving a kinyan aguf. And if it's a kinyan aguf, then if the makaba wants to give it away, he could give it away. It'll be chal when he gives it away. The mele, the nice sin, would be leaving himself vulnerable if he would just give it and say acharechel atzmi, or we just say I'm giving you a matana lezman, I'm making it yours for an hour, and lachar shua should come back to me. So yeah, it would come back to him if it was still in the mekabel's hands. But if the mekabel gave it away to somebody else, then the nesim would lose it. So that's why he has to add the tanai al menas shetachzi reuli. So b'kitzur nimrus, what we have so far is the ksais argues with the other rishonim and argues with the rishonim and says that the matana mas lachzer is really a kinyan lezman. And then he's bothered, so why does he have to bother with the tanai? And he explains that's to avoid that the mekabel shouldn't be able to give it away to somebody else. And then he asks, but if the acharechez la'atzmi, doesn't the Gemara say that he can't give it away to somebody else? And the teretz is that that's only because ordinarily when the acharechez la'atzmi, there's an umdina that he's only giving a kinyan peiros, not a kinyan guf. But in the case of an esrig, like we see at the top of the amud, the umdina changes. So the umdina changes and he means to be giving a kinyan guf, and therefore the makaba would be able to give it away to somebody else. And that's why he adds the tanai amanas shetachzi meili. Then the Kseis adds one more step. He says, let's take a look at the Rush. On the words of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, three lines from the top of Amud Beis, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak said that while being legabe, the makabel of this matana being yitzay esrig, kuli amali pligi could be yitzay esrig. But where are we born in the machlaik is Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel? Machray achlai. If the guy that receives the matana lemaisa sells the esrig, then we come to the machlekes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the mechir will be chal. According to Rabbi, the mechir will not be chal. And here, lechayre, this line is very shver, because true, Rabbi always says that a kinyan of acharecha, you don't have the koyach to sell. The makabel of the matana doesn't have the koyach to sell it. But that's because usually Rabbi holds that a kinyan of acharecha is only kinyan peiros, not a kinyan aguf. But we just got through saying that when the thing that you're giving is an esrig, where you may pick another way than my yavin ala, so then the umdana changes, and we assume that he means to be giving a kinyan haguf. So if he means to be giving a kinyan haguf, then Rabbi should hold the same way as Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and he should hold that the mechira is chal. If you're meichir it, it's chal. So why does Nachum Rizik say that Machra, where Baruch Machlaik is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that according to Rabbi, it still won't be Chal? Why won't it be Chal? It's a Kinyan Aguf now. So to that, Zuck the Rush, that even though, yes, according to Rabbi, it's a Kinyan Aguf, but Rabbi really has difficulty making a Kinyan Aguf out of an Acharecha. Because he really holds that a Kinyan that's only in Zman should be a Kinyan Peiros. How do we work out that by Esther, good, by Esther we have an umduna that it should become a kinyan aguf? But how do we work out that even according to Rabbi, it should be a kinyan aguf? Because really, it's not a kinyan that's mugbal lizman. It's a kinyan oilam with a tnai. Zuck the Rush. When you give an esrig with an acharecha, according to Rabbi, it's not a regular acharecha, but it's like al menas that you should give it afterwards to the next person. And the Rush makes it sushtal. Just like in the next Gemara, Rava says you can make a tanai al menas lahachzir, so too you can make a tanai al menas so you give it to the next person. Adkan the Rush. The Rush explains that the reason why, according to Rebbe, the mechira won't be chal is because there's a tanai built in that you have to give it on over to the next person. So if you sell it to somebody else, then you're not going to be able to be mekayim the tanai. So maybe according to Rebbe, you can't sell it to somebody else. This Rush is a pella. The Rush is learning that the acharecha, when you give an esrig with an acharecha, according to Rebbe, it worked, that acharecha is like a tanai. How could an acharecha be a tanai? Acharecha means after you die. Acharecha in the whole sugya always meant that I'm giving it to you for your lifetime, and after you die, it should go to the next person. How could you make a tanai that after you die, you should give it to the next person? Ein kinyan lachamisa. According to the Rishonim that we started with, that the Tanai of Atonah as Lahachazir means to be Machnah with a Kinyan, this Rush would be a Pella. How could you make a Tanai that you should be Machnah with a Kinyan after you die? So it's a Raya Zakhtaksais, it's a Raya to my Pshat, that the Tanai of Amanas Lahachazir is not a Tanai that you should be Machnah it back to me. It's built in that it should happen Mimela. So when the Rush says that the Acharecha according to Rebbe is a Tanai just like Atonah as Lahachazir, Also, it doesn't mean a tnai that you should be makne it to the next person, but it means that it's built in, there's a tnai that it go to the next person. That I'm being makne it to you, v'acharecha l'plini, and I'm adding a tnai that if it doesn't get to the next person, then the matana should be batal. But la'olam means a tnai that happens by itself, not a tnai that you be makne it with a kinyan. And from this rush, there's a raya that that's also the lamdas in the matana ras lahachzir. Now, the ksais doesn't mention the fact that if he's bringing a raya here from the rush, so this rush will be a steer to the rush in Luv HaGazel, which Blinad will come back to later on if we have a chance. But upon him, the ksais brings a smuchim to his pshat from the rush's explanation in our Gemara of this line, on the third line on the Mabez, that machor is banu machoik is rebbe v'b'shim v'gam liyal. And then the Ksais is Messiah, or at least will be Messiah. It's not Mamash, the last part of the Ksais. But the last piece that we're going to say over is that the Ksais says that after he started off by saying that all the Rishonim are not like this, and everything that he's saying is only Lula Divrei, and this is what he would have liked to say, but the Rishonim are not like that. But then he says, Yaleh Libi, he says he's overjoyed to discover that Rav Kadmon Echad, Taka says like him, he found a Tanya de Messiah in the Tshuvas HaRash, in Klal Lamed Hei Ois Beis. The Rush receives a letter from Rabbi Avigdor Katz, Rabbi Avigdor Kayin Tzedek. And over there, Rabbi Avigdor Kayin Tzedek, he explains the Matana Mas Lahachzir, Zaktik Seis, Mamish Tik Seis's way. Even though he doesn't speak out that it comes back by itself without a Maisa Kinyan, but he does say that the Matana Mas Lahachzir is a Kinyan Lizman, and he speaks out that even though it's Kinyan Lizman, but it doesn't make it a Kinyan Paris, it's not the same as a Sheila, there's such a thing as a Kinyan Aguf Lizman. Mamish, the lumness of the Ksais says he was overjoyed to find afterwards that it appears in one Rishon, in the words of Rav Avigdor Katz. So the Chazer of a Bekitzer, Mitchilavad Soif, the Ksais's Yisoid is that Matan Ras Lahachzir is a Kinyan Lizman. We talked before about his rise from our Sugya and the Kasha and Teretz, Lagabe, why we needed it tonight. I'm just going to chazer over now that there's a smucha from the Rush in our Sugya, because the Rush says that the Mechira by the Esrog of Acharecha L'Ploini, which according to Rebbe, the Gemara says you can't sell it, is because it's like a Tanai, just like Matan Amas L'Hachzir. Now that Tanai, Zakta says, that can't be a Tanai with a Maisa Kinyan, because Acharecha means Lachar Moisev, and Kinyan Lachar Misa. So just like that has to be a Tanai that happens in Memela, so too Matan Amas L'Hachzir, which the Rush compared to that Tanai, also is a Tanai that happens in Memela. So there's a Smuchim to his Pshat from the Rush in our Sugya. And then he says, and he found also Mefurish like his Pshat in Rebbe Avigdor Katz in the Tshuvas HaRush. Now, what I'd like to do next is go back to all, or at least some, of those five steps of the Gemara that we identified that the Ksais talked about, and to explain what was Neschadish in the Ksais, or what are some alternatives, how you can say not like the Ksais, to develop some of the rest of the raid on those steps of the Gemara. So number one is what Rav Nachman Rav Chista said at the beginning of the Gemara, Esrog Zeinasun Chava Matana V'Acharecha L'Plaini, that the Rishon could be Yotzei, at least according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Rishon could be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Esrog is considered Lachem. And from there, the Ksais brought a raya that a Kinyan Lizman could be considered Lachem, and not like the Rishonim, like the Russian Sukkah and the Ritva and Kedushin, that said that every Kinyan Lizman blives like a Sheila, and Ratan Ras Lachzer has to be a Kinyan Gomer. How are they going to answer our Gemara? So Rav Shimon responds to this, Rav Shimon Shkop and Merechas HaKinyanim, Simon Tess, and he says that really the Rishonim are right that Be'etzem Kinyan Lizman is not considered Lachem. The reason why Acharecha is considered Lachem is because Acharecha, at least according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even though it's true that the Kinyan, as it's stated originally, it's presented like a Kinyan Lizman, but since if the Mekabel will go and sell it, that Mecha will be Chal and will be Kayim, and the Nesim won't be able to get it back, so then it could turn into a Kinyan Lo'ilam. So it's a Kinyan Lizman that has a potential for becoming a Kinyan Olam. So that potential for becoming a Kinyan Olam, that's what makes it Lachem. It has, really, Kinyan Lizman wouldn't be Lachem, but because this Kinyan Lizman could become a Kinyan Olam, so we do look at it as a Kinyan Olam, and it's considered Lachem. Mei lezakto b'shimin. But when it came to the Sugi v'matana v'nas lahachzir, where true mitzad the etzem kinyan, maybe let's say you would learn that it's a kinyan lezman. Mitzad the etzem kinyan, they'd be able to, you know, the makabo would have the koyach to give it to somebody and it would become a kinyan olam. But if he would do that, he'd be mevatel the tonight. And then therefore, and then the matana would be nekel and mafreya, and the whole thing would be batel. So the ma'isa, there is no potential over here of turning it into a kinyan olam. So then it's mamash a kinyan lezman, and then it wouldn't be considered lachem. Even though it's only the Tanai that's blocking him from selling it, and we always say Tanai mil sachrisihi, that's not what's keveya, the toikif of the Etzem Kinyan. But Zaktub Shimon, but over here, the Etzem Kinyan, the way it's described, the way it's constructed, isn't supposed to be lachem, because it's really Kinyan Lizman. It's really only the loophole, the technicality that he could sell it. That's what makes it into a Kinyan Olam. It's almost like that's a Mil Sachrisi. This Zaitig Mil Sachrisi that's making us deherit as a Kinyan Olam, and therefore it's considered Lachem. So if you make it tonight, true, tonight is a Mil Sachrisi. That's something Zaitig from the Etzem Tekef of the Kinyan. But that's enough to close off that loophole. Because in the Lumdus of the Kinyan, it was really just a Kinyan Lizman. Just there was a technicality that made us look at it like a Kinyan Olam, because if you would sell it, it would be Chal. So if you close off that technicality with a Tanai, so now Lamaisa, it can't be made into a Kinyan Olam. So we look again at the Kinyan, at the Tzur of the Kinyan, the way it's constructed, it's a Kinyan Lezman. Mela, it's not considered Lachem. So that's why the Rishonim say that when it comes to Matan, like, true, by Acharecha Lepleini, you could talk about Yaitse, it's considered Lachem, but by Matan Amanas Laharzir, where there's a Tanai that it's coming back to me, and Mela, if you would sell it, the whole thing will be nekra, so it can never become a kinyan olam. Over there, the Rishonim say it will be blabla like a shel, it would not be considered lachem. Now let's go on to step two. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak responded to Rav Nachman Bar Avchesta and said that really, even according to Rebbe, you could be yaitse with this esrig that was nasan lachav acharecha leplein, you could be yaitse with the esrig. And he explained why, because he made pekle nafik beilamai yavin niale. So we said over before that it's a little hard to hear. What's the svara in that? And that the Rush learned that it's the svara of Umdina, that even though according to Rebbe, usually a kinyan of acharecha is only a kinyan peiris, but over here there's an Umdina that he means to be giving him a kinyan aguf. Now in the Rashbam, all the acharinim amadayik, that in the Rashbam, it sounds like the Rashbam did not learn that way. Take a look at the bottom Rashbam on Amud Aleph, the Ramaschal Akanli Pligi, at the end of the piece, Alba Peiris HaKol Moidim Hilkach Gabay Esrig Nami, he says the reason why you could be Yaitse is because even Rebbe holds that you're giving him Chacha Kinyan Peiris, and being Yaitse, Hainu Peiraisav, and therefore you could be Yaitse. And look also on Amud Beis, not in the top shtickle, but the second shtickle, the Ramaschal Machar Ishachal, at the very end of the piece, the Salkadait Techamina, the Afilu Rebbe Moided Lugufi Yavi Lerishain. Mam speaks out like you'd have a havamina to learn like the Rush. Like Dait Chamina, that Rebbe also holds that you're giving him away a kinyan aguf to halakha peiros. Kamash malon. Menachem Yitzchak is coming to teach us nishtazay. The little level, let's say, by hainu peiros shenas on the rishain. No, what you're giving him is just the peiros of to be yaitse. Haguf nas on the sheni. So the Rashbam is gans mavur that Rav Nachman Yitzchak does not mean to be saying that according to Rebbe, when you give away an esrig with a kinyan of acharecha, you're talking giving a kinyan aguf. Rebbe holds what he always holds, that you're giving just a kinyan peiros. Just Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is being mechadish that a kinyan peiros is enough to be considered lachem. That's goof for the shock of a tire in the Gemara. Rav Nachman Bar Avchista held that in order to be considered lachem, you needed to be a kinyan aguf, not a kinyan peiros. And maybe it'll only work according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, not according to Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, it's only a kinyan peiros. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says back to him that no, really, Kinyan Peiros is also enough to be considered Lachem. If Kinyan Peiros is enough to be considered Lachem, so why isn't an Esrog Hashol also good enough? In Kan Mekoyim, that Taka that the Rashbam needs more of a Yish. We need a whole Mahalach in the Rashbam. In Kan Mekoyim to be Mavar everything. But Al Kaponim, we have a Machloikas between the Rush and the Rashbam. That whereas according to the Rush, everyone agrees that a Kinyan Peiros is not considered Lachem. And the chiddush of Nachman Bar Yitzchak is that when you're giving an esrig with a kinyan of acharecha, even Rebbe agrees that you're giving a kinyan of guf. While the Rashbam learns that no, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, really everyone agrees that according to Rebbe, you're only giving a kinyan peiros. But Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak holds that a kinyan peiros is enough to be considered lachem. Now I want to remind you of something that we said over a few shiurim ago: the machlokes between the Balamar and the Ramban. is a very, very long shtick of Balamar and the Ramban that goes through all of the sugyas having to do with Acharecha, starting from the Gemara and Daf Kuf Chaf Hey, and then spending a lot of time here on this Gemara and Kuf Lamed Zayin as well. And the Iker you say to the Balamar is, like that step in the Gemara and Kuf Chaf Hey, that Kol Oimer Acharecha Koimer Me'achshav Dami. He holds that everything that Lemafreya, if it ever ends up making it to the hands of the Achrein, then it's the Glowing Limus Lemafreya that he had the Kinyan Aguf to begin with. Of course, it might not end up getting to him because we pass on like a Shimon Gamliel that if one of the other people sells it along the way, it'll never reach the Achrein. But if it reaches the Achrein, then on the Nas that it gets there, it's the Glowing Limus Lemafreya that the original Neitzin meant to be giving him the Guf. To begin with, the guf was his all along. All the other people along the way only had a kinyan peiros. And the Ramban argued on the Balamar, and the Ramban said, no, it doesn't get to the Achrein until it gets to him. Each person has the guf and the peiros along the way. And nothing works on the Freya. When it reaches the Achrein, at the end of everybody else's lifetime, it eventually comes to the hands of the Achrein, that's the first time that he has any bilus over it. But it's not igloy that it was really his all along. Zok the Ramban, I have a right to my yeshita from this step in the Gemara of Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that even according to Rebbe, you'll be yaitzei when you get an esrog with the kinyan of the Acharecha Lepleini, you could be yaitzei, because otherwise what did he give it to him for? So Zok the Ramban, what does that mean, otherwise what did he give it to him for? It sounds like a svara that even though ordinarily you don't mean to be giving a kinyan haguf, but over here by esrog you do mean to be giving a kinyan haguf. Now, Zok the Ramban, but Bishlam, according to me, that ordinarily that nothing goes to the Achrein until later. So, if Rebbe ordinarily holds that the makabel of the matana doesn't get a kinyan aguf, that means who had the kinyan aguf? The Nisein had the kinyan aguf. So then we can negotiate. We could discuss how, in certain cases, maybe it's mistaber that the Nisein means to be giving him the kinyan aguf, means to be giving to the makabel the kinyan aguf. And we could say such svaras, so then it's mistaber that he means to be giving the kinyan aguf to the makabel. But according to the Balamar, that the kinyan aguf, if it ever reaches the Achrein, it's the Glowing Limus Lemafreya that it really belonged to him all along. So then how can we make an umdina that here the Neisein meant to be giving more to the first makabel? He can't give Reuven something that belongs to Shimon. He could give to Reuven something that which Be'etzim should be his. If the kinyan aguf is meshuyur by the Neisein, then we could say that in certain cases, like Esrig, he means not to leave it for himself, but to give it to Reuven. But if the Balamar was right, that really, if he says, right, so eventually it's going to end up by Levi, so the kinyan aguf is immediately given to Levi, so how can we say that by Esrig he means to give it to Reuven? He already gave it to Levi. So Melezak the Ramban from this Gemara, there's a raya to Marshita, not like the Balamar. Now, as we could see based on what we just said a moment ago, this whole raya of the Ramban is only according to the Rosh's pshat in our Gemara. The Ramban learned like the Rosh that the pshat in Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is that he's saying a svaran umdinus that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is being mechadish that there's an umdina that by an esrig. Rebbe will also agree that you mean to give a kinyan a guf, and Mamel is like the Ramban. Such verit that you mean to give a kinyan a guf only makes sense if you didn't give it away already to the Achrayim. But so it's a Mamel's right against the Balamar. But the Balamar is a very simple Eitzah. The Balamar learned like the Rashbam, not like the Rush. Balamar can learn like the Rashbam that Rav Nachman Yitzchak is not saying that according to Rebbe, by Esrig, Rebbe will agree that you're giving him a kinyan a guf. You can't, according to Rebbe, you can't give a kinyan a guf. Just Rav Nachman Yitzchak is being mechadish, so the kinyan peiros is enough to be considered lachem. Then it's not saying anything in our Gemara about an umdino that you're giving him a kinyan a guf, and then the Ramban's kasha on the Malamar is not going to be shver. Now let's go on to step number 3. We mentioned before that on the third line from the top where it says, Machor Achal Banu Machalikas Rebbe Vabshim Mingam Liel, so the Ksay said over that the Rush was bothered by a kasha that if Rav Nachman Yitzchak holds that Rebbe is moide by an esrog that you're really giving a kinyan aguf, so why then when he's machra would we say that according to Rebbe the mechra is not chal? But on machlekes Rebbe of Shimon Gamliel, here over here Rebbe should be moide. Now before we go on, that kash of the Rush is the Rush l'shitase, because the Rush just learned in the previous line
that we're saying that according to Rebbe, the Rishon, the Makabal of the Matana, could be Yotzei the Esrig because of an Umdana that you gave him a Kinyan Aguf. May the fact the Rush, if there's an Umdana that you gave him a Kinyan Aguf, so why can't he sell it? Why will his Mecher not be Chal? But according to the Rashbam, that Rav Nachman Yitzchak was never saying that there's an Umdana that you gave him a Kinyan Aguf. You only gave him a Kinyan Peiris. Rav Nachman Yitzchak was saying that a Kinyan Peiris works, it's enough to be considered Lachem. Then this line makes a lot of sense. If he wants to sell it, so according to Rabbi, he can't sell it because he only has a Kenyan Paris. He can't sell it, a Kenyan Oilam, to be Maitzi from the Baal of the Kenyan Aguf. So that line, that kasha that the Rush was bothered by is a kasha only on the Rush Lishitasa, and the Rush Mam is not going to be Shver. What did the Rush answer? The Rush said that the way that you get it into a Kenyan Aguf, according to Rebbe, is by giving it as a full matana to the immediate makabel, and the acharecha is just a tnai. I mean, it's not the regular acharecha. You're giving it as a matana gemurah to the first one with a tnai that he give it afterwards to the sheni. And that's exactly what it said. And the ksais found that very significant. That was a gavaldig right to the ksais, this whole yisoid. Because like the ksais, if Tanoim, like Matan Ras Mahakzir, mean with a real Maisa Kenyan. So how could you learn that way by Acharecha? I in Kenyan Lachamisa. That's a raya that the Acharecha in our Sugya happens by itself, or even the Tanoim in our Sugya happen by itself, not with a Maisa Kenyan. So the Nesivis says bad. The Nesivis over there, Reish Ma'alf and Sifkat and Hay, the Nesivis goes through a good deal of what the Ksais goes through. He follows through most of the steps and he responds to many of the steps. He argues on many of the steps of the Ksais Achoshin. And over here in particular, he says that the kasha is not shver in kinyan lachamisa because acharecha in arsig in this gemara doesn't mean acharecha achar misascha. True, at the beginning of the sugya, the brayse at the top of Amud Aleph, nechase lechav acharecha lepleni. So over there, and kaflam advav, when we introduce acharecha over there, taka usually acharecha means after you die. But over here, Esrig zenasa l'chav acharecha l'pleni, it doesn't mean after you die, it means after you use it. Because Zakta Nesivis, the yisoid of acharecha means after you're finished with it, after it's no longer useful to you. Now, when I give you an asset, a valuable asset, a piece of real estate, so it's always useful. What does it mean after it's no longer useful to you? That means after your life is over, after you die, that's when it's no longer useful to you. But when we're talking about an esrig on Yontif morning, so then, it's useful to you for while you're davening, while you're saying halal, while you're doing the nanuim. Well, when you're finished, it's no longer useful. So then, zakta nesivis, the taitch of acharecha is going to change. And it doesn't mean lachar misascha, it means in an hour from now. The ksais is kasha, venkin, and lachar misa is not going to be shver. Now, lemaisa, this nesivis is a gavaldiga uftu. Because like I mentioned before, here the ksais is bringing a raya to his yisoid from a rush here in Rav Basra. But if he's right, if the Ksais is right, that there's a riot, as you say, from the Russian Bava Basra, then the Russian Bava Basra will be a seer to the Russian Sukkah. Because the Ksais began the piece by saying that the Russian Sukkah learned not like him. The Russian Sukkah said that every Matana Manas Lahachzir is a Matana Gemura, and the way that your Machzir is again with a Kenyan Gomer, because if it would be a Matana Lezman, it would be like a Sheila, and it wouldn't be considered Lachem. So that the Russians are already on record as saying that a Matana Manas Lahachzir has to be a Matana Gemura. And now the Ksais brings a raya from the Rosh here in Rav Basra, the Matan Manas Lahachzir goes by itself without a Maisa Kenyan. It will be a steer in the Rosh. But according to the Nesivis, it comes out good that the Ksais' kasha is not a kasha because Acharech over here taka doesn't mean Lachar Misascha. And the emes is that if you take a look at the Rosh at the beginning of the Simen, it's Simen Mem Vav. At the beginning of the Simen, when he's speaking out the case of it's meduyik in the words of the Rosh that he learned like the Nesivis, that the taitch of acharecha doesn't mean lachar misascha, but it means la'acha that you mekayim the mitzvah with it. Now on to step four, that was that's a member of Rava, the din of matan ras lahachzir. So that, as we now understand, is a machlekes between the Rosh and the Ritva on the one hand, and the Ksais on the other, about whether a matana ras lahachzir is a matana gemura with the kinyan gomer to be machzir, that's the Rosh and the Ritva, or whether it's just a kinyan lezman, that's the ksais. The nesivis, I should mention the nesivis here in Resh Mem Hesef, Resh Mem Aleph Sif Katan Hey, Taka argues with the ksais and sides with the Rosh and the Ritva. But I'll bring in just one other maramakim, which we mentioned Taka in yesterday's shir also, but to bring it into this context,
The Ksais in Simon Rishon and Zayin is Gimel brings a Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perech of Gimel Halacha Hey, where he says that from the Rambam is a raya to his Shita, not specifically about Matan and Aslahachzir, but the larger question of whether it's Shaykh a Kinyan Lizman that should still be considered a Kinyan Haguf. That's really what they're arguing about. The Ritva and the Rosh, they say if it's Lizman, it blives like a Shayla, meaning that's not called a Kinyan Haguf. And the Ksais is saying, no, you can have a Kinyan Lizman, but it's still considered a Kinyan Haguf. So he says, that's really a favorite Sharambam. The Rambam in Hachas Mechira, Perech of Gimel Halacha Hey, writes as follows, HaMoicher Gufa Karka Lizman Kotzuv, HaRezim Mechirim Mishnamesh HaLekeach, and then Zok the Rambam, UMahefresh Yesh Bein HaMoicher Karka Lizman Kotzuv UBein HaMakna Oisei LePeiresov. So he's Mefurish, the Rambam, that there's two different things. There's a Kinyan Lizman and a Kinyan Peiris. And Zok the Rambam, UMahefresh, So, we don't have to chazer over the pratim of the hefresh that the Rambam speaks out, but from the fact that the Rambam writes this, my hefresh yesh, you see that he holds that there's such a thing as a kinyan lizman, which is considered a kinyan aguf, and it's different than a kinyan peiris. So that means the Rambam is on his side in this essential machlekes between himself versus the Rosh and the Ritva. And now finally going on to step five, the last step that we talked about, with the Gemara wrote a story, that she was getting into a fight with the Veva Barabaya, so eventually she said, you know what, let it just be yours until you die. And then Veva Barabaya gave it to his son, and Rav Huna Rav Yeshua said, no, you're not going to get away with that, because Afilu Rav Shimon Gamliel LeKamar El La'acher Ava La'atzmoy Loi. So the Ksais brought down this halacha, that when it's La'atzmoy, when the Acherecha was la'atzmai, then the Mekabel doesn't have the koyach to sell it. When the Ksais brought it down, he referred to it as a rush. He said, the lefi das harush, that when you're Meshayir for yourself, when you say Acherecha la'atzmai, the Mekabel is not able to sell it. Why does he call it a das harush? Because what he meant to be alluding to is that there's another pshat in this Gemara. Take a look in the Rambam, Hilchis Zechiyu Matona Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud. In Halacha Tetz over there, he brought down the Halacha of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that when I give you a matano v'acharecha l'plaini, but if you go and sell it, then your machira is chal, and it'll never go to the plaini. Then in Halacha Yud, Zok the Rambam, b'med devarim amurim, b'shemach harishon eshenos matano l'acherim. That's only if you, the Mekabel, that then went and sold it, you sold it to a foreigner. But if you would sell it to your own son or to one of your Yerushim, then your mechir is not chal. The Ravid is masik on the Rambam. Here the Rambam is making up this limitation that the koyach of the Mekabel to sell it is only if he's selling it to an outsider, but not if he's selling it to somebody in his own family, to one of his Yerushim. So he says, I don't know where he got that from, but I have a raya nishtazai. Because there's a mice in the Gemara with a Veva Barabaya where he tried to do exactly that. He tried to give it to his son. And although they told him that he can't get away with it, but that's only because, like the Rabbi, the only reason why they were tough to a love was because the shear over there, the acharecha, was a case of acharecha la'atzmi. But if it would have been a regular acharecha, an acharecha la'plaini, vice is from the Gemara that he would have gotten away with it, that the mechir would have been chal, even though his mechir was to his son. So that's a raya, like the Ravid, keneged this chiddush of the Rambam, that if the Mekabel tries selling it to his son, it's not going to be chal. But then the Ravid stops and thinks and says, one second, I have a kasha on the Rambam that he's keneged this Gemara. And there's also something strange about this Rambam that he made up a chiddush that doesn't have a makar anywhere in the Gemara. Putting two and two together, like the Ravid, maybe the Rambam learned that that's gufat pshat in this Gemara. That when Rav Barabaya talked about la'acher versus la'atzmai, he didn't mean who was the acharecha for, which is the way the Rosh learned, that la'kamer el la'acher, meaning when he said acharecha l'plaini, ava la'atzmai loy, meaning when you said acharecha la'atzmi. No, the la'acher and la'atzma, in the words of Rav Huna Rebbe of Yeshua, are referring to the mechira. I give you a matan and I say acharecha l'plaini, and then you go and sell it. And Rav Shimon Gamliel said that your mechira is chal. On that, Rav Huna Rebbe of Yeshua is saying le'shanu ella or le'kamer ella, if you sold it la'acher to a foreigner, to an outsider, aval la'atzma, meaning if you sold it to someone that's considered like yourself, meaning your yoyresh or your son, then the mechira is not chal. So the Ravid says, after first being masik on the Rambam, then he chaps the Rambam is actually learning a different pshat in this Gemara. That's why the Ksais refer to this as Lafi Das HaRosh. Then it makes a difference who the Acharecha is to. According to the Rosh, the chiluk in the Gemara is the Acharecha to a plainy, to an outsider, or is the Acharecha la'atzmi, to the Naisim? According to the Rambam, the chiluk of the Gemara is about who's the Mechira to. If the Mechira is la'acher, is to an outsider, then the Mechira is Chal. But if the Mechira is la'atzmai to himself, meaning, what does it mean, a Mechira to himself? To someone that will be Yairish from him, then it's not. Then the Mechira is not going to be Chal. The Rashba also brings down that the Rambam learned differently in our Gemara, and the Rashba adds a Ha'ara that which, if you learn this way in the Gemara, that which the Mechira is not Chal, if you sell it to your son, it's only a B'nai Katan. Or for that matter, like the Rashba, it could also be a B'nai Gadol, but it's a Samach al Shulchanai, but it has to be somebody that's considered himself. That's why it's not Chal, because it's like the Rashba, the Svara is because the Naisein said Acharecha L'Plaini, so his intention was that you don't keep it past, that you don't keep it for yourself. It has to go after you're done, it has to go L'Plaini. So if you go and give it to somebody that's considered yourself, that's defying the expressed intentions of the Naisein, and that's why it's not Chal. But it has to be somebody that's considered yourself. So that's a Samach al Shulchanai, somebody that's considered all part of the same Rishus. But if it's L'Bnai Gadol, then it's not going to have this din. That's what the Rashba says. But L'maisa, the Rambam doesn't sound like that, because the Rambam says, Oy Lechem Miyarshav. Rambam says, L'Bnai, Oy Lechem Miyarshav. Lashon of Echem Miyarshav certainly sounds like it includes also a Gadol. So the Mashmos, the way the Mepharshim explain the Svara Lafi the Rambam, is that similar to what the Rashba was naming on, that it's going against the Kavana of the Naisein, but the idea being, because since the Naisein's Kavana is that it shouldn't stay by you past your death, that means he dafka meant not your Yershim. Avada, it wasn't going to stay in your pocket after you die. Nobody takes their Nechasim with them. It goes to their Yershim. So the whole point of saying Acharecha L'Plaini is that it shouldn't go to your Yershim. So Mele, if you go and sell it to one of your Yershim, so that's defying the expressed intention of the Naisein, and therefore it's not going to be Chal. Let's talk about one more Gemara on this daf, which really continues Ma'inyan La'inyan Ba'isai Inyan. The Gemara near the bottom of Kuf Hamazayin Amabez talks about a Matana Manas Lahachzir, and then the Makabal of the Matana is Maktish the Matana, and then he gives it back. And the Gemara has a tzad that Hareza Muktish Umurzer, and the Maskana Rav Ashi says that it depends how the original Matana was phrased. If he said Hareza, I'm giving you this Matana Amanas Shatachzirehu, then even if he's makdish it, he could be makdish it by harizem muktish or mukhzer. But if he said amanash shatachzireu li, then that extra word li is midinachazi li ka'amar, and then it wouldn't work. Then if he's makdish it, he can't do the chazar anymore. The nesivus in simin reish mem aleph sif katan hay is ma'ir. Now lechiri, this gets us right back into the discussion we were having before, the chiddush of the ritva in kedushin and the rush in sukkah, who had said that by a matamar aslahachzir you need a real maisa kinyan when you're returning it, or you need a real maisa kinyan with a chalais kinyan. You have to give it back with a kinyan. How could that work after you amakdash it? The chayr from Argamar, it's mavur that you don't need a real kinyan to be mekayim the tanai. You could just hand it back to him. As long as it gets back to the hands of the naisein, that's considered a kinyan tanai. But it can't be with a chalais kinyan, because over here it's muktish umuchzer. Once it's muktish, it's not biyadi to be makna it back to the naisein anymore. So the chayr from here is a stira to that sheet of the Rishanin that we began our discussion with. The Nesivis wants to answer. He says, I'll ask you a different kasha. Vosep is that this discussion in the Gemara is about a shar. Amar Rava, Amar Nachman, shar zeh nasalucha b'matana. Vosep is he chaps on a shar. So the Nesivis says, because the hakdash that we're talking about in our Gemara means dafka that you makdash it to be a karbon, and it means a karbon shlomim, and it's going on leave you, Rabbi Yisai Aglili, that kachim kalim mam bailim haim,
And therefore, even though Harei Zeh Muktesh, but it's still in the Rishus of the Makal Matana, that he's able to be Makneh. But Mele, it stems with the Sheet of the Rishenim that you need a real Hakna to be Mekayim the Tanai. But the Nesivus himself is Ma'ir, that doesn't work. It works for the case of the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Makabal can be Makdashit and then be Machzir, Harei Zeh Muktesh or Muchzir. But in the Rishenim, the Ma'isef, he's been signed to a Nemuka Yosef. The Nemuka Yosef is really coming from a Redva. That it's not only if he's makdashit, that after the hakdasha he could return it, but so too if he sells it, after the mechira he could return it. It's not mefurish in the Nemuka Yosef, but it's meduyik in the Nemuka Yosef, and in the Ritva, the Nesivus indicates that he says it lahedya, but really it's meduyik in the Nemuka Yosef and in the Ritva, that the same thing would be true after a mechira. And then the Nesivus himself points out that then Avad, you can't say his teretz. If the Makabal goes and sells it to somebody else, surely he doesn't have bailus anymore to return it. And yet we say that he could still return it to Hareza Macher Umurzer. So that's a steer to the Seder of the Rishenim that you need a real Chalais Kinyan in order to be Mekayim tonight. Then the Stipler Gain, in Simon Lamed Tes of the Kilas Yaakov and Babavasra, before as you said, I'll speak of that he's one more problem. With the Nesivus' Mahalach, again, the Nesivus asked the Kasha on his own Mahalach from a Nemuka Yosef, which comes from the Ritva, which is very significant because the Ritva in Kedushin is one of those Rishonim that were coming to be Miyashev. Now, which was the other one of those Rishonim? It was the Rush. The Rush in Sukkah and the Ritva in Kedushin were the two that said this verse that you need to be able Chalais Kinyan to be Mekayim the Tanai. Now, the Rush in Bava Kamma clears a suffix about whether we paskin like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Kachem Kalam Mamabailim. So the stipler is Ma'ir that the teretz of the Nesivus wouldn't be a good teretz l'fi the Rush either, because it's based on the Shita of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and Lav Dafka the Rush paskins like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Now in Emerson, the Nesivus himself, he has another teretz, he has a Mahalach Ayin Sham, but I'm just going to speak out what the stipler says. The stipler suggests that which the Rishonim say, again the Rush and the Ritva, they said that when you come to Mekayim the Tanai by a Matan Ras Lahachzir, you need to really be Makne'er, and it's not enough just to hand it back. They don't mean Als Hilchas Tanoim, Als the Kim HaTanai of a Matan Ras Lahachzir. They mean Taka Als the Chiddush of Vashi in our Gemara, that the Lashon of Li is Midi Dechazi Li Kamar. Only because of that, they said that you need to do a complete Maisa King, you need to Mamash Makne'er. But if you wouldn't say Li, then Enechanami, it would be enough just to hand it back. Now, that's not to say that they would be on the same side as the Ksais, that it's enough that it comes back automatically because it's a Kinyan Lizman. That avad that they're not agreeing with, the Kinyan Lizman is not good enough, you have to be machinated a Kinyan Gomer. But that which they said, that then when he comes to be Mekayim the Tanai, he has to be machinated back with a Kinyan Gomer, Zuck the statement, no, really, it's enough for him to be machinated back with a physical mice of handing it over. If he puts it into his hands, if the Makabal puts it back into the hands of the Naisin, even if the Naisin is not coin it, because the Makabal was already machinated to somebody else, that will be a Kima tonight. That which they said that no, you need a Kenyan in order to be Mekayim tonight. That means Dafka when they said Li because of this Chiddush of Ravashi that Midi Dechazi Li Ka'amar.
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at ShasIlluminated@gmail.com.